Viter in Shas. Rima Sechas Avodah, Daf Nun Aleph. Picking up on Nun Mabiz, but about a page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Last one in a line. Amar Avi Uda Merav. Avodah Skochavim Sha'ovdam Asab Makel. If you have an Avodah Zarah, you serve it with a rod. Says Rashi, Shemekash Kishin the Fanab Makel. You hit in front of it. You shake it. You shake this rod in front of it. Then Shiber Makel b'faneha chayev. If you have a avodah zarah who broke the rod in front of the idol, he is going to be chayev misa. Rashi mentions there's two times a person will be chayev misa for being involved with serving an idol, right? One type of way that a person is going to be chayev is that this is a normal way that they actually serve this idol, even if this type of thing is disgusting, like even defecating in front of it or something like that. The Torah says, don't do the type of worship for the idols. It says, Echa Yavdu Agoyim Eilas Eloheim Esagain Gam Ani. How do these nations serve their gods? And I'm going to do the same. Right, the Torah is saying later in the pasuk that one is going to get the death penalty like this. So that's one way. If you serve the idol in the way that it's meant to be served, then a person is going to get misa. It's going to be chayiv misa. But another type of way that a person is going to be chayiv misa is if they serve the idol in a way that is done in the that there's some sort of parallel to it in the Beis Hamikdash. In this case, what would be the parallel of Beis Hamikdash? Even though you're just breaking a stick, like what happened over here? The answer is that's similar to when you bring a carbon and you shecht it, that's like breaking the neck of the carbon. The person is going to be chayiv for doing such a thing. Therefore, he says, because that, but zark makel b'fenei pater, he throws it in front of it, and it's going to be pater, because there's no parallel, that's not the way it's served, and there's no parallel in that in the regular carbonus that we bring to Hashem. Normally, Abaye l'Rava, says Abaye to Rava, Maishna Shiber, why are you going to be chayiv for the Shiber breaking the stick? Dehavale ke'ein zvicha. It's very similar to the idea of zvicha, of shechting, because it's breaking the neck, so to speak. Zarek nami havale ke'ein zvicha. But what do you mean? Why are you saying that if you throw it in front of it, you're not going to be chayiv for that? Isn't there a similar thing that's done when you throw the dam, when you spritz the dam during the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that should be enough to be able to go and have the person chayiv misa? Amale says back, Be'ina zrika mishtaberis veleka. For somebody to be chayiv, to be killed for, it's necessary to be done a throwing that's going to break the object, and that's lacking over here. Right? The dam that's used in the Beis HaMikdash breaks up into little drops when it's thrown towards the Mizbeach. Therefore, throwing an object in service to a avodah zarah is going to be parallel only if it breaks the object by doing it. Says Rashi, goes because dam shel pnim she'ena mechuberes el mishtabe v'nofo tipim tipim. Here is breaking into splinters. Maybe you'd be right. Yay, sevei. Abaye turns back and says, "Well, hold on 1 second. What does this say in the braisa? Safas lot soa. If a person fed the idol soa, Rashi says he achilat soa. It fed it." Excrement. Or he poured in front of it urine. So you have this urine pot. And he goes that and he uses that and he just goes and drops it right in front of him. Delicious. Beep, turn the page. Nun aleph amen aleph. Chayiv. Then a person is going to be chayiv misa for this, even though the idol is not normally served in such a way. Says Rashi, feel ain't able to sabakach. This is not the way it's doing it, that is normally done. Right? You can do something that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Bish lama avit shel meimir glayim. We get the concept of the avit shel meimir glayim when it comes to the pea that he drops in front of him. Because ikazrikas mishtaberis, it has the idea of throwing it. It's like again, it's like breaking into drops, like they do with the blood. Hell, it's soa. My zrika mishtaberis ika, feeding it soa, which is disgusting, right? What type of throwing and shattering is going here that a person is going to be chayev? But the Gemara, but soa lacha. We're talking about when it's very moist and watery, and then it kind of breaks apart. Let's say that this statement that Rav said, that you go ahead and you break the rod, that you're going to be chayiv misa, because it's similar to the zvicha, to the shechting of an animal. Let's say that's a machlokas tanaim. Shechet l'chagav. If one shechted a chagav, a locust, a grasshopper, to a idol, Rav says, l'chol avodas kochavim sheba'olam, bein darka, bein ein darka v'kach. Then what happens? Rabbi Yehuda and Mechayev is going to say a person is going to be chayev, killed for an avodah zarah. The Chachamim, though, they potter this person who shechs a grasshopper. My lab, I'll confuse what they're arguing over. The Marcel Marina Cain, Zvicha, one of them says that you're chayiv on something which is similar to Zvicha. Rashi explained, what does that mean? Rabbi says that Rabbi Huda is holding, Rabbi Huda Sava, Amina and Cain, Zvicha, it's similar to Zvicha, to Shchita. And even though the lab Zvicha, mami, she's not really Shchita. To ain't Shchita's chagavim, no heges. You don't do Shchita on a chagav, on a grasshopper. The Havi Kishvias Marcus, just like breaking a stick, the chayiv. Hoel v'ika lememer kein zvicha. You can say, oh, similar to zvicha, to shchita. V'hu adin shvira smakel, the breaking of a stick. The havi shvira v'chituch. That's breaking it up. Midalo ha-shmein and avos v'tanik. The fact they didn't say a goose or a chicken, the shaykh of a shchita mamish, there's actual shchita over there. And therefore, he said, if you just say, you're going to be chayiv. Umar, Savar, Lormin kein zvicha. And the other one says, it's not like zvicha. Rashi's Rabbanan Savri, Lormin of a shvira kein zvicha. It's not similar to the phrase. He says, that you're not going to be chayiv, right? He says, rather going to be potter for doing such a thing. Ella kein pnim. He's only going to be chayiv for something that's similar to what is done on the inside, meaning inside the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not similar to what's done. This is weird what's going on over here. So Rav, who says that somebody's going to be chayiv for breaking the stick, must go according to the Rabbi Yehuda of this Machlokas Rabbi Chachamim. And for the Gemara, lo, no. It's not really Machlokas Tanaim. The Kuli Amar lo minan kein zvicha. Really, we could say that everyone's maskim that we pater one who breaks the stick because we don't say you're going to be chayiv for something that's similar to zvicha. Really, even Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi's Mamakal, afil Rabbi Yehuda poter, the lesser l'darav de kein pnim ba'inan, midi the dummy lezvicha, if you're going to chayiv ofa behema, afil ein ruin lekarban. That's what it has to be like. Back to the Gemara. It says, "Ukuli amay lo amin kein zvicha, ella kein pnim beina." It's got to be something that's similar to what's done inside. Like you shecht it to something, even if it's not the type of way you're serving it, but you're doing a real shchito in there. V'sheni chagav. Then what's the case? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say they're going to be chayiv by a chagav? Such a thing. He's going to say you're going to be chayiv because it's different. Why is it different than breaking the stick? Hol v'tzavar u'doma l'tzavar behema, because its neck is similar to the neck of an animal. Right? It says the yesh lo tzavar has a neck, kebehema, like an animal. L'hachim mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda dekein shchitas pnim. It's just like shchitas pnim, but you don't say that there's a machlokas tanaim when it comes to the stick part. Amar Rav Nachman Rabba Baravu Amar Rav. Avodas kochavim she'ovdim osa b'makal. Let's say you have an avodah zarah that they serve it with a stick. Shibur makal b'fnei chayev. If someone goes and they break the rod, then he's going to be chayev misa. Rashi says shibur makal b'fnei chayev v'ne'eseres. I'm sorry. It says shibur makal b'fnei chayev v'ne'eseres, and the rod itself becomes aser. Rashi says hamakal bein shavodah sabeshvira bein she'ino avodah sabeshvira. Whether it's type of avodah is to break it or not. Havi avodah. It's considered avodah to be mechayev. V'havi tikrovus, it becomes like a sacrificed object. Le'asar become aser. K'damim the kein zvicha. He says it's similar to zvicha. Zarek makal lefenei chayev. If he threw the rod in front of it, he's going to be chayev. V'inu ne'aseres. Rashi says going to avodah the sub is zvicha. It's avodah is done by zvicha's makal to throw it. Me'echa yavdu. How could you serve it, such a thing, with it to the pasuk saying, how do these nations serve their gods? Right? So throwing the rod in the way the idol's normally served, he's going to be chayv, because the false idol is served. In the service, but it itself does become aser, as is a makel. The lahavi tikrovus, elamidi tikein pinim. It's not called tikrovus, something which is serving it, unless it's something which is similar to the pinim. So you're chayv to be killed, but it itself is not going to be aser. Amar le Rav of Nachon, amazing. Maishno shibur the havi lekein zvicha zark and ami havi lekein zvicha. Why are you making a difference in if you broke it or if it was just thrown? And he says shibur is considered like zvicha. Throwing is also similar to the zrika, like when they throw the dam. And for the Gemara, merle being a zrika mishtaber soleka, like we said before, it's got to be that it breaks up into pieces, and you don't have it over here. Rav Nachon basically said two things that we're about to go off on. We're about to ask a kasha. Rav is going to ask a kasha. He said that a object that's given to an avodah zarah through any service other than the one that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash is not going to cause the actual thing to become usher, even if the avodah zarah is normally served like that. That's number one. So I go and I throw something, it's got to be similar to the actual inside in order to usher it. Not only that, but when you throw an object that doesn't shatter, then there's no parallel to that in the Beis HaMikdash. Elamayata, hold on one second. If you want to say the normal service isn't going to answer what you're offering, if not similar, then Avni Beis Markulis Pameyesaru. We saw this in the previous daf, about, well, back in Mem Tesema Beis, that the stones that used to worship Marculis, how is it that they become usser? Right, the Mishnah starts off in this parak that any stone that can be thought to have been thrown to Marculis are going to be usser. According to Rav Nachman, though, they should be mutter because they didn't break by the throwing over here, and that's something which is done in the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Leah, Rav Nachman says back, Afle didi kashili. Yeah, I understood this. I had the same issue. Oshelte le Rabbi Bar Avuah. And I asked Rabbi Avuah this very question. Rabbi Avuah. Lechia bar Rav, he asked it on to Chia bar Rav. Chia bar Rav le Rav. The Amar Lei went all the way back to Rav, and he says to him, Nasek ki megadol avodas gachavim. The stones are usher because of one who throws a stone. Why? Regarded as one, one who throws the stones at Marculus is considered like he's making the avodas zara bigger. He's growing it. Rashi says, Hatosefes ki megadol avodas gachavim. Hatosefes ala Marculus. Cut on there, says Marcos Gadol. You make a small one, bigger one. The Surah Mishum of Vodazar Chavim Atzma, because of Vodazar itself. Lomishum Tikrova. It's not because of the offerings of Vodazar, but it's actual Vodazar. It becomes like the Vodazar. Aval, Makel, Lo, Is Avid, Vodazar Chavim, Demekara, Al Vodazar Chavim, Lav Makel, Ninhu. But the stick doesn't become that, because that's not what the Vodazar was. It wasn't a stick. This works well according to the one who says that. In Avodah Zarah of a Avodah Zarinik becomes usher immediately once it's built, even if it wasn't yet worshipped, right? Because apparently there's a machlokas within this concept. Does it only become usher once it's worshipped or not? Over here it's saying even if it wasn't worshipped, and that's what's happening here. It wasn't worshipped yet, you're just growing it. It's only be usher once you actually serve it, ten tishtari dahalo palcha. Then this entire Marculus thing should be mutter because it was never worship. Rashi says the hukula the halopalcha the hakula gidul avodas kochavninu. He's making it bigger, but it wasn't yet served. So how does that work? Says Gemara, Amarle kol achas vachas nasas avodas kochavn tikrovas chaverta. Each stone that's added becomes a part of the avodas zara, and also is a tikrovas to the previous one. So in other words, you have a size. It's 5 feet tall, and you throw rocks at it. That means that this stone that you throw at it becomes takruvus to the 5 feet, and it becomes itself now 5'2", the part of the thing itself. Yachi, then bitarvayu miya tishtri. If so, then the last stone at least should be mutter, right? It becomes part of it, but was never itself served. Therefore, it should be mutter according to Rabbi Shmuel Amarle says, Ia datle, if you know that there was a last stone, then so shakle, go ahead, go take the stone. In a chanami, you're correct. It does not become usser. Ravashi Amar, Kolachas Vachas, Nasas, Tekrovas, Aso, Tekrovas, Lachavarta. Each stone added to it serves as an offering to itself and also an offering to the thing that it was before. Rashi Shaharyu, Sharei, Tekrovas, Atzma, Sharei, In La Avuda. A cheres el zrika doesn't have an avoda other than the zrika. Ube zrikas and nasas avodas gachavim through the throwing, it becomes avodah zara. V'nevedes and it becomes served. V'afila acharona nesar, even the last rock is going to be aser. V'yishav avodas gachavim atzma because avodah zara itself. Tinan, we're going to ask a kasha from something we're going to see in Amud Beis. Well, the Mishnah says, matza b'rosho k'susumo. So Caleb, have you found on top of Marcos a garment, coins, or utensil? Caleb, utensils. Why that is, but these things are going to be remain mutter. Sometimes it's put just as like some sort of nice like gold, you know, to make like a jewelry to it. Right? The Gemara there is going to discuss what exactly it is that you found. Parchile anavim. Let's say you found vines that have clusters of grapes on them. Vatar shashibalim or wreaths of grain, vein, shmanim, slotos, or wines, oils, flowers, chodavar, davar, shekayosibo, carved like a mizbech, any type of thing that's used in mizbech, aser. It's going to be us that use them because then we assume that they're used for the avodah zarah. Bisham, yos, shmanim, slotos, I understand the concept of wine, oil, and flour, that stuff, right? Ika kain panim, as if it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ika kain zrika mishtaberis, also has things that shatter and they spread when they're thrown. Ella parchile anov, vatar shashibalim. But what about the vines of grape clusters and wreaths of grain stalks. Lokain pinimika, what do you don't have any pinim that's done like similar to that. Lokain's rika Mishnah goes, also doesn't shatter when it's thrown, so I should be also. We're talking about a case where the Avodah Zarah harvested these things for that purpose, for the Avodah Zarah, therefore the actual kotzer is what's going to cause them to become aser. Says Rashi, Shabbat mitchil l'tzor chavodos kochavim, ubitzurasan of the lavodos kochavim, the havikish shever makal ofenet, the dami l'zvicha. It's like breaking, it's like considered like zvicha. Amar Rabbi Ufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'zoveach behema baylas mum lavodos kochavim shupater. How do we know that someone who shechs a bal mum animal for Avodah Zarah, that the person is going to be potter? Shenemer zovech le'elohim yacharam bilti la'Hashem levado. One who slaughters to the false gods shall be destroyed only to Hashem alone. Says Rashi, but to Hashem, mashmash aroyu l'shem ha'kosher medabe. It's got to be something that's aroyu l'shem. Says Gemara, lo asher tor ella kein pim. It's got to be only something which is similar to the inside that's done in the Mizbeach, in the Mizmigdah. And we know that a Baal Mum is not something that can be used for such a thing. Says the Gemara, Havei Barava. Rava analyzes Bamai. What kind of animal, blemished animal, are we dealing with? Hilim a bidokin shaba'ayin, if you want to see, he's talking about cataracts that are in the eye. Then this doesn't work, because Hashlof and Noah Chazi Lagavol B'Bama Didhu. Lavos Kachavim Mibai. If a Ben Noach, this type of thing is roi to be brought on a bama, the lad that's not considered a psul for them, a mum. Rashi says, "Bnei Noach kozman shelo nitna Torah af Yisrael nikur bnei Noach." They're called bnei Noach. Chazir legavah ben bama didu the alfin lekaman de mechusser aver neser lehem velo mum aver lo mum acher. Only if it's lacking a limb is it considered a problem. And not if it's a mum like this. La avodus goes back and then avodus go chavmi bai. Can there be any question that it's going to be roi for avodus zarenik? Right, if this animal is mutter to be brought at some point to Hashem, even to by Yidden that weren't yet Yidden, weren't yet, you know, got the Teira, that but we're still called Bnei Noach before we got the Torah, and yet that would be good. So of course that's going to be okay. Elu b'chusar ever, what we're talking about is lacking a limb. Rashi's lo ashkachon to liskin l'kavod. There's no such case ever that was ever to be brought to Hashem. Could there be a lazar? And this goes according to Rabbi Lazar. Don't remember Lazar. Minayin lo b'chusar ever. Shu asr l'bnei noach. How do you know that it says asr b'nei noach? She never mikol achayim mikol basar shnayim mikol. Pasuk says in Noach that from all that lives of all flesh, two of every animal, bring it to the teva. And this is mikol chay. It's extra over here, right? It says all flesh is going to be mikol chai. So he's explaining by saying from all that lives, there's adding something. Amr Torah, havi behema shechayin roshi evarin shela, that the tips of the limbs are living. They have life in them. That an animal is teaching you that if it's missing a limb, that can't be used as a carpet. Rashi said, galoy v'yadu alafan of sh'asid la'agir of Noach. They knew it was going to be brought as karbana, so therefore he took these things. Says, "Go, what do you mean? That's not what it's teaching you. That's got to have all of its limbs intact. It's coming to teach us entirely. Don't take a trefa. That animal can be taken, but the animal that's missing a limb wasn't excluded from this. Even if it's missing a limb, it should be fine as long as it's alive." Says, "No, milechayus zeren nafka. The treif is excluded from the fact that it says to keep seed alive." Rashi says, "Darvishol sapirus treifa she nikiv krum shel moach or she chatchu regle shuveni oledus." If it's this type of treifa that has a hole in its brain membranes in the right, or it was cut its leg, it's not able to have children afterwards. Affecting my honey, chalamadamer treif any oledus. That's according to one who says that a treif is not able to actually birth children. Lamanda Amr Trif Yoled, this Mike Lerner, one of the ones says it will be able to have children. Rashi says, Itchach Mikola Chaylam Uta, the Lo Nafkal Mechayos, the Achil Zera. It's coming to teach you a different principle over here. What are you going to do now? So the Trifa can't be excluded from this pasuk to keep a seed alive. Amr Kra, and for the Gemara, the Trifa was excluded from this, from another pasuk. Itach, right? The pasuk says, keep them alive with you. That's the part of the pasuk. We call a chay, we call baser shnayim, we call tavid l'teva l'achus itach. Zachon the kevi yiu. What does that mean? Itach. That means it's itach b'domen lach. It's got to be an animal that you take in. It's got to be similar to you. Just like you're not a treifa, so too. And the animal that's taken to the teva can't be a treifa. I have a domen noach gufi treifa. Maybe Noach was a treifa, And therefore, you can't say that that's where Trefas is coming to exclude a Trefa. Rashi says, Afa Gav, the Chai, Kamashanim, even though he lived many years, Dilma Trefa Chaya, maybe Trefa can live, Sri Alei. Hilkach, therefore, Lo Nafka, me Tachlam Ute Trefa, that's not coming to be my to Trefa. Vasa Mikola Chai, Limit Uta, it's coming from the Pasuk of Chai to be excluded. Volomi Mishma Usa, the Chai, the Chai, the Chai Trefa Chaya, Elam Ribuya, Umifarshim, Lahaya chai, and we use that lushan brius vitrefa who dimit of chusayver lo. It's not coming to teach you about chusayver. Back in the Gemara, tamim xivbe. It says about Noach that he was tamim. So clearly, he's calling him tamim. That means he's not a trefa. Maybe it means that he was tamim in his actions, but not in his health. Maybe he really wasn't a healthy person. And the Gemara tzadik xivbe. No, it says a tzadik, and therefore that's enough for his actions. Therefore, tamim is coming to teach us that he's not a trefa. In fact, the Gemara doma tamim bidrachav tzadik b'maisav. Maybe until he was considered perfect in his ways, meaning in his midos, and also that he was a tzaddik in his actions, and therefore we don't have a right to say the source that Noach wasn't a trefa. Lo matzah somer de Noach gufei trefa hava. You can't say that. Yisak adayach no trefa hava. Amar the rachmana de kavasoch ayil. If they bring up like you shleimim lo to ayil, but then that seems to be saying don't bring up shleimim once. That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, that can't be. Hasad nafka mitach. So now that you're learning out that animals are taken to the teva, we're not a trefa from v'imitach lechayos zera lamedli. Why do I need the pasuk to keep seed alive? Imitach and for the gemara, because if I would have learned that animals that are trefa were excluded from the pasuk from with you, havamina letzav sabama would have explained that this is just for you should have companionship. I bring the animals in there, so you shouldn't be all alone. It's just a not nice feeling. With you is not coming to teach similar to you. Hashem was just telling him for the purpose that we use to take animals that you should have something with you. Vafilu zaken, vafilu saris, and therefore he would say even an old animal, even an animal that's not able to have children, kamash malon, l'chayr zera, it's got to be something that can actually give off offspring. The purpose of bringing them was to repopulate the world, and therefore old and sterile ones were excluded. Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin the shulchan behemah the markulus you chayiv. If a person goes and he shecht an animal to markulus, you're going to be chayiv. Rashi says alfal pi she'ein avodah sova zvicha. That's not the way you serve markulus. The way you serve is by throwing rocks at it, but still you're going to be chayiv misa by doing this. She'nemar v'leis v'ho'od ezivchem la'shirim la'seirim. The pasuk says and they shall no longer slaughter the sacrifices to the demons after which they stray. Im eino inyan le'kedarka. If this pasuk has no application to the case where the avodah zara is normal way of served is by shechting an animal to it. It's just avodas kochav, it's avodas sasa bezvicha, the hanafka la me'ika me'echa yavdu. We learned that from echa yavdu. So what do we need this pasuk for? Nechsev echa yavdu agayim ha'eles Eloheihem, inyan l'shalo kadak, and then give it to something that the idols, that's not the way that you normally serve it, right? Apply this isser of this pasuk to performing a temple service in by worshipping avodas zara, even where the act it's not its normal service, like shechting it to Marculus. In fact, I'm Rava Hala Hachiudasa. What do you want to say? The pasuk is going to teach you that then. I mean, by the look at the time, I mean, this pasuk can tell you a different thing. Find the idea of the price that says, beep, turn the page. Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Adkan hu medaber. Until this point, the Torah is saying, Bekotchim she'egdishim b'shas isra bamos. Of kotchim that are brought during the time of an isser bamos. After the Mishkan was built, you can't bring a bamos anymore. Rashi says, Hai lo yizvichu in parsha shchut lichutz ksev. V'ad pasuk zeh, ha'ini medaber bekotchim she'egdishim b'shas isra bamos. L'acher she'hu kama Mishkan ve'hikrivin b'shas isra bamos. Back to the Gemara. So bekotchim she'egdishim b'shas isra bamos. Ve'hikrivin b'shas isra bamos. And this is talking about, the Torah is talking about karbanos, that one was makdish during the Isser Bamos and offered during the time of Isser Bamos. Shari on shon amr, because the punishment of Karius for doing these things is said, Shenemar, the El Pesach Ol Moed lo heviu, and to the entrance of the tent of meeting he didn't bring. The man will be cut off in the midst of his people. Ona shamanu, so we heard the punishment of this Isser. Asar mina, and how do we know, where did we warn? Tamalor, pen ta'ale olosecha, the Torah says, beware of yourself lest you offer up your whole offering in any place that you see fit. So there is the Azhara. Now, ukid the Rebbe Avin, Amar Rebbe Eloi. This whole statement, it goes according to Rebbe Eloi. Talk about Avin, Amar Rebbe Eloi. It's nothing other than a losasi. So the Torah's idea against shechting such kabbonas outside the Beis HaMikdash is a losasi. Mikan ve'elich, from here on, the Torah is talking about kabbonas that one was makdish during the time when you can have a bama. The akriva mishas iser bamas, but then you're makriv them during the time of iser bamas. So it was muktash when you could have brought in a bama, which is a altar not in the Beis HaMikdash, a private altar. And then it was makriv bishas iser bamas. It was only hukrav during the time of iser. Shenemar leman asher yaviu bnei Yisrael zivcheim asher him zovchim. Like it says that so that bnei Yisrael shall bring their sacrifices that they now shecht, which is implying she tarti l'cha kvar, even though they already mattered you to bring an Obama, right? Those that you were makdish during the time of the Mutter Obama, al penea sadeh, which will be treated as upon the open field. Now they become aser. Anyone who brings a carbon on a bama during the time of the Yisrael Bamas, my love, it's considered like you just did it to a field. What does that mean, to a field? That means like you did it to Avodah Zarah, to some god over there. Ve'hevion la'Hashem. And what should they do? They should bring them, these carbonos that are muktash in the time of Bar Mutter, to Hashem, to mean to the Ohel Moed, to the Mishkan. Zu mitzvah asay. This is a mitzvah asay, a positive commandment. Rashi says, ke'ilu shehukdashu kodem hakamas ha-mishkan rekriven achareikin v'homa she'over ba'asay, or over in asay. So back to the thing. Zu mitzvah asay, umitzvah lo sasay minayin. Where do we know lo sasay against shechting an animal outside of the Mishkan? Tamad lomar, v'lo yizbechu od es zivcheihem. They shall no longer slaughter their sacrifices. Yachliyeh on his karis, you would have thought that maybe it's going to be karis for shechting outside shchutei chutz. Tamar lomar chukas olam tia zos lahem. An eternal decree shall be for them, which is saying zos lahem, only this, meaning that violating a positive and negative commandment will be for them. Velo acheres lahem, but no other one like karis is going to be for them. Says Rashi, ve'ein acheres lahem karis. Almalas haris shchutei chutz kachim shehukdashu b'shas heter. Where do we know Lazar on Marcolis? The entire thing we just did is to tell us one particular idea. That price is saying, when the Pasuk says, and they shall no longer slaughter their sacrifices, we need that the Aser bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Something that was Muktash when the Bamas are Mutter. Therefore, this pasuk can't be used for the Isser against shechting to Markulis, like Rabbi Lezer was using it. Wow. Amar Rava, Rava says, Kari be velo yizbechu. You should read the pasuk saying, they shall not slaughter, which is talking about shchutei chutz, or Kari be velo od, and read in this pasuk, and no longer. Meaning, there's a separate thing, and no longer will the sacrifices be to the demons, which is asking shechting to a sacrifice to an idol. It's not normally served like that, so we can actually learn out both things from this pasuk. Rashi says, "Kari be v'lo yizvru v'kari be v'lo od v'hai od lo itzuch shadayas hara tarvayu v'tichashiv trei lavi." Why do you have to say that out? It adds it out because it's teaching you there's two lavin that are happening over here. Boom. Therefore, what we saw on the bottom of Amud Aleph, when Rabbi Lezer said that Shochet Behem Lamarkolos, you're going to be chayv, even though that's a normal thing, we learn from Velo Yizbechu, Ode as if Chem Laseirim. So we have a double whammy over there teaching us the things that are Muktash when the Bamas are Mutter. You have to bring it to now, Ed the Mizbeach, to you can't bring it to a Bama anymore. And also, we learn out the concept that if you serve something in a way that's not normally served, it's still going to be chayv for that. All right, Zakta Hilge Mishnah. We spoke about ideas of things that were either served to an idol or of a Avodah Zarah, a part of an Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to talk about adornments. Matza Barosha Maos Ksus Okeil. Let's see if we found. We saw this already mentioned. We've quoted this Mishnah more than once, I believe. Now let's see if we find the top of Markulis, that type of stone god. If we find the top of coins or a garment or kelim, Hare Elu Mutarim, they are going to be Mutter. Rashi says that Matzah Barosha shall Markulis Maos Ksus V'Kelim Mutarim She'enam Shal Noi. They're not for beautification, like we're going to see in the Gemara. However, let's say you found on top of them Parchile anavim, vines that have like clusters of grapes on it. Shibalim, wreaths of grain, vienos, ishwan, mislotos, right, or wines, oils, and fine flowers, like we saw in Roman Aleph, the cold davish, yotibot, kariv al hagabin, mizbech, anything like this that are brought in the mizbech, also then it's going to be us to use them, because they are considered like tikrovis of Avodah Zarah, like things that are given to the offerings to the Avodah Zarah. Right, so we see if you find these type of things on top of Marculis, then they're going to be mutter. In fact, the Gemara, Minon Emili, where do we know this from? That something that's found in the idol is going to be mutter. Amar Rav Chia by Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Chia by Yosef. Amar Rav Oshaya. Well, Kasav Echad Omer, we have one pasuk that says... And you saw their abominations and their detestable things, the wood and the stone, the silver, the gold that were with them. Showing that anything that's in front of the Avodah Zarah, whether it's for a noy, for a decoration or not, is considered a to'eva, an abomination, and therefore it's going to be aser. Says Rashi, Mashmash Halyam Akriven, Itzva, Evan, Vikesav Azov. It's like their macro of these things, Vikari Lekra, Shkutzim. Alma kol mad makrivim kamei mitzar. It sounds like all those things are going to be awesome. Because of Echad, remember we have another pasuk that says, "Lo sachmud kesef zav aleim," that you shall not covet the silver and gold upon them. Interesting. Silver and gold is saying very specifically, not wood and stone, which is showing that the iser is only to things like silver and gold. Says Rashi, "Aval eitz ve'evin lo ksev." It doesn't say. Hakeid said how we put these things together. Imayhem. Imahem dumya de aleihem. For the Gemara, the things that are said, that are described as imahem with them, has to be similar to the things that are upon them. Malehem, just like in reference to things that are upon them, meaning silver and gold, davar shel noy, also something that's a decoration that's going to be also shein shel moter, but it's not for noy, not for a decoration, it's going to be moter. Rashi says, why? Daha. Kesef Azavu, Afimahim, Dechsev, Eitzbe Evan, Imshal Noihu, Aser, Vim Lav Mutter, Lakame Paracham Maoz Dover Shal Noihu. But money is something which says Noi. Okay, we'll see. Dover Shal Noi, Aser, Shalshani Mutter, Afimahim, so too the things that are described with them, like wood and stone, Dover Shal Noi, Aser. If it's something that's for beautification, then it's going to be Aser, Shalshani Mutter, but if it's not, then it's going to be Mutter. So if wood or stone, things are found in an idol, is not a decoration. Or it's put there in a way that's not decorative, then they are going to be mutter. Frankly, why don't we flip the drasha and say ve'ema aleihem dumya de'imahem? Let's just be clear again to understand what's this aleihem, what's this imahem, because we have these two psukim. One is v'tiru ishikutseihem v'ezgiluleihem eitz ve'evin kesef v'zav asher imahem, that are with them. And the other one says lo sachmod kesef v'zav aleihem. And that's why I'm making this drasha. So the one says, why don't we flip it the other way and say aleihem dumya de'imahem. Ma imahem, just like in reference to the wood, stone, silver, and gold that are with them. Kol ma she'imahem, the Torah is answering anything that's with them. Even some which is not for noi, afaleim, so too in things that are upon them, kol she'aleihem, that the Torah is going to answer anything, even if it's not for noi, that's going to be upon them. And for the Gemarim Cain, lo yomer aleihem, Torah doesn't have to mention this pasuk, don't covet the silver and the gold upon them, don't mention that at all. And we would say that anything that's placed next to an Avodah Zarah is aser, regardless of whether it's a noi or it's not. Since the Torah does mention both of these psukim, and it mentions these words in both of them, then it must be to make a distinction between noi and not noi. Otherwise, there would be no point in actually mentioning it. Mos davar shel noyu. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that you find coins on top of Marculis and Mutter, but isn't money something which is for decoration? Says Rashi, v'amai katani mustis in the Mutter. Why would the Mishnah say that it's Mutter? Perhaps money is a major noy thing in many people's lives. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the coins are in a purse and a wallet, tied and hung around the neck of the idol. In that case, the coins, you don't even see them, and therefore they're not there to adorn it. Kisus davishanoi. What about garments, clothing? That's a davishanoi. And yet we said that it's going to be mutter. Why would that be? Amadur Rav Yanai, Bixus mekupelis uminachas olas rosho. It's talking about a garment that's folded up and put on the head of the idol. It's not done in a way with mekupelis, which is mekupelis. Not to be confused with mekupelis, the chocolate bar in Israel, which is delicious to put in like hot chocolate. Anyway, Mixus Mikupalsa Minachas al roast for Satan in a way that's beautifying. Kli davar shanoyu. What do you mean? Kalim are something which is noy. So what's happening here? Why are you saying it's mutter? Amar Papa, deschifa le mashkilsa areshe. We're talking about a case where a washing thing is turned over and resting on the idol's head. Assuming that, that's clearly not an adornment. Rashi says, "Kfuya lo gab kviya areshe." It's got this trough that's placed over on its head. Ve'eno asuya kimin kovas. Nothing like a hat. Ela kli aruch. It's like a long thing, a trough. Ubalashin kinan akadon. Menusa ba mayim kidarminan mishichla mashi. They wash their hands in it, and they would clean things in it. Anything that's found within the curtains, what are we talking about over here? Rashi says, mechitza hiprusa lefnei avodas kachad, and they had this type of mechitza that was placed in front of the avodah zarah. Vekilkolin hu kinoi shel kolayim. It's curtains. It's a nickname for curtains. So anything that's within the curtains, afilo mayim melech, even if it's water or salt. Rashi says the lola noihu, that's definitely not for beautification. Says the Gemara Aser are going to be Aser, and Rashi finishes off. Given to Gain Peniminu, Havat Gerov, since they're inside the curtain, it's considered like a sacrifice to it. Chutz lekilkolin, but anything which is found outside of the curtains, Rashi says lav mishum tekovasise. Right, it's found outside of the curtains, it's not considered a carbon for the avodah zarah. And davar shel noy aser, if it's a davar shel noy, it's going to be aser because you're trying to beautify. Rashi says the nafka me'asher imahen. Sheino shel noy, if it's not for beautification, then mutter. Says Rashi, v'afilu hu kein pnim deha chutz lekilkolin lo malchit tekovas. So we find that anything within is going to be aser. Anything outside, then it depends. If it's for noy, it's going to be aser. If it's not for noy, then it's going to be mutter. Amar Yosef Archanin. Naktinan, we have ourselves a tradition. Ein kilkolin, there's no curtains. Lo lefor, lepor, velo lemarkulis. Now, that doesn't mean there's no curtains there, but what it means is Rashi, ein toris kilkolin, lo lepor, velo lemarkulis. They don't have that din, as we're going to see in a minute. Remember, one of them, when he's talking about poor, they would use the bathroom in front of it. We're talking about the other one, Markulis, it would throw stones on it. So, lemai. What does this mean over there? We don't make a distinction, a separation. It doesn't matter to us whether there is or there isn't. If you want to say that even something that's found inside the curtain is considered like it's found outside the curtain, Bishari, and therefore it's mutter, says Rashi, Dolomitzar, Dover Shein, Shalnoi, Lefnin, Mikil, Kalindi, Dei, Kishar, Vodas, Kachavim, other Vodas, Zaras, unless within the curtains it becomes also immediately, but for them it wouldn't be, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Rashi points out as long as it's not for Noi, then for sure it's going to be Aser. Seemingly saying, like, disrespectful to give anything to them other than throwing rocks at them or by defecating on them. But are you worried about water and bread? That's disrespectful. That makes no sense. Hashta parim lefarin kame. Mayu melech lo makriven le. He even used the bathroom in front of it. Rashi says, my trees in the front of it. You go straight up over there. So you're saying water and salt, they wouldn't go and do such a thing? They can't be that that's the case. Ella. No, what it means is afilu chutz kifnim dami v'aser. Even outside the curtain is like inside the curtain v'aser and it's aser. Like you would think, like what's the curtain? The curtain is like, oh, this is the curtained area, right? This is the VIP, right? And therefore only those things. It says nah, these things are not so chashuv. They deserve a VIP section anywhere. The avodah zarah is in front, in the curtain, out of the curtain. Both of them are going to be aser. It says Rashi, afilu chutz kifnim dami umitzah sheri kol avodosah derech bizayon v'kilkulin. The whole thing's done in bizayon, making on it and throwing rocks at it. V'kilkulin havid sneers v'kavod hekach lo shaychi bevel umhefsegei. No shaychi is to it, and therefore it's not a hefseg that outside of it's going to be mutter, outside the curtain, but even outside the curtain will be aser as well. It turns out it's more machmir because of the fact that it's actually less chashuv. Zok the next halakha mishnah, avodos kachav mishay legino amerchatz. Let's have an avodazar that has a garden or a bath, and here is the din. Neneman below shalo bitova. We saw this earlier in Dafim Dalam Abayz. You can get enough from them without giving thanks. What does that mean? It says Rashi, shalo ya'alu schar lekom. Don't pay the priest there. To ain hektish lavodos kochavim. Kedarmin repair kol hatzlamim. Don't give any money to those priests or something like that. You can get enough without any tova. Ain enem bitova, but you're not allowed to get enough from them bitova, right, by paying for them. If the garden of the bath belonged to the idol and to others, there's a shutfis going on over here. There's a partnership. The money
the money that goes to it is not going directly to only it. It goes to both to the Avodah Zarah and to some partner. Neneman bitova ve'shelo bitova. You can get enough of them with money and without money. Okay. Avodas kochavim shel ovid kochavim asur miyad. The Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew becomes asur immediately. He goes and he makes it. It's considered an idol. And to be asur, he can get the anah. But shall yisrael ain't asur not shetavod, but if it's a yid, it's not going to be asur until it is served. Salak to Gemara. Amar Abaye. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use the garden of the bath bitova. Bitova's komrim, which means bitova's komrim. That you're giving them some goodness over here, paying them or something like that. And then shalobatova, shalobatova's komrim. This means without paying them. Lafuke tova sovdea de share. It's saying that it's that the discussion is about paying the actual komrim, the priests over there. It's excluding paying the lay workers, which is going to be mutter. Rashi explains that is that ovdi kochavim. The other goyim there, Vodazarnix, Ha'odemosa, that serve it, Lo ich paslani yavinan lu, we don't care if you give to them, Shar tovas hanap, or if you give them a little bit of something. Ike demasala seifa, and some teach us on the seifa. Haya shalav shalachem, netim behen, betova shalav betova. If it belongs to it, the Vodazarnix, and to others, you know, laymen, then, you know, silent partners, then you get enough, betova shalav betova. Amar Habayi, betova, betova sacherim. With money, it means to others, meaning the regular people. Shalobatova, Shalobatova's komrim, which means Shalobatova means not for the paying the priest. In other words, you can use this bath or garden that owned by a Avodah Zarah and by Avodah Zaranik only if the money goes to, if none of the money goes to the priests. Man demasni a seifa, the one who sees on the seifa, culture kind of resha. Certainly we can apply it to the resha, when it's usher to pay the fee. When it's shared by the priests, certainly it's going to be usher to pay it when it's solely to the priests. When it says in the Resha, that only when the pagan priests are the sole ones getting, it's going to be usher of al seifa, but in reference to the seifa, where the komrim share the fee, one would be mutter to pay it. Kevin the ika acherim ba'adah, since there's other people who are getting the money from it, I feel betovas komrim nami shabridami, then it's okay to use the garden or this bath, even if one has to pay, it's going to be going to the Komrim as well. The last part of the Mishnah said the following. Avodas kochavim shel ovid kochavim asur miyad asur immediately. Masi samanu who's our Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Abbe ta abdun is called komos asher avdu shama goy. We got to utterly destroy all the places where the nations do their avodah zarah. They serve their gods. Bekilim shenishtam shu behem avodas kochavim because of a davar. It's like about those that were used for avodah zarah. Yachal asam v'lo gemaram. You would think that if they made the vessels but didn't yet finish them off, right? They didn't... it's not totally complete. The Gemara below Avim, or if let's say finish them, but they didn't bring them. The Avodah Zarah, Avim below Nishtamshim, or if he brought them, but he didn't yet Nishtamsh. The Avodah Zarah, Yachli Asir, and you would think that they're Asir. Talmud Lomar, Asher Avdu Shamagoyim, that they actually served them. Shein Asir, Asher Avdu Tzalos, until actually they were served with the Avodah Zarah. Mekan Amr, Avodah Kachavim, Shall Ovid Kachavim, Ein Asir, Asher Tavid. We see that Avodah Zarah from Avodah Zarah, it's not going to be Asir until it's actually worshipped. But from a yid, it's going to be also immediately. That is where Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chilaf Advarim, no switch it. Avodas Kochavim, Yisrael Ovid Kochavim, Asur Miyad, that of Avodah Zarah, because it's going to be also immediately Yisrael Yisrael, Atzat Yavod, it's going to be also once it is actually worshipped. Before that, it's not going to be also. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and continue on with this point, God willing, next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.